Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motor Studio is on the road today on this Thursday afternoon in Norwich, Connecticut, exactly where everybody would want to be, in the garden spot of New England. Last night, the Steakhouse Spikes, by the way, won 2-0 as Clay Holmes lowered his ERA to 0.80. It's an outrage. He's given up a run this year. They'll play again against Connecticut tonight in the second game of a three-game road swing, and then a six-game road trip that they're on right now. And that's where I am today and why I'm doing the show here today as well. So it's great to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon, being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Financial Services, LLC. So you can always get in touch with Rick anytime because he does a great job and thinks about you. And a guy that I have grown over the years to have not only great respect for, but proud that to call him as a friend. I think the first time we really sat down and met was a few years ago. It was a Boy Scout dinner that he and I sat down at and just developed a friendship from there. We were sitting together that night, Bob Buhner. Robert, welcome. Great to hear from you, Bob.
Hey, Steve. Good to be here in the Mark Lawrence chair at the WKOK studios. There's a big message on the screen in front of me that says, "Do not touch anything."
That's definitely Lawrence's chair then.
Exactly. So, sounds like you're in the lap of luxury in Connecticut there with the State College Spikes.
Oh, the lap of luxury is not the way to describe it. I am sitting here on an 83-degree day with a mixture of clouds and sunshine. There's a line of thunderstorms, by the way. It's going to move through Sunbury within the next couple of hours. They're pretty severe, so we want to warn people about that.
Yeah, that's coming our way.
Yeah, coming right through the Susquehanna Valley. But here, I am sitting here in a beautiful, unair-conditioned booth, feeling like a veal. So, there's nothing like that feeling, Bob.
Yes, and
nothing like that.
And Steve, it's like, how are you doing? Well done today.
Yes, well done today. Very
charbroiled.
Well done. Charbroiled. I am
well,
done.
Steve, there's lots of things going on involving Penn State. Today was first day of media day out in the Midwest. Some news coming out of there. I wanted to get your take on some of it. The thing that was interesting is the first report was that there would be no student-athletes from Penn State at the media day, and then that changed.
Right. It changed, and it changed because of what happened yesterday with the press conference. Because Michael Motti went out there yesterday along with Michael Zordich and the rest of the players. They looked at that group and said, you know what, they can really, you know, they will have no trouble. They will handle themselves and deliver a passionate message about what is going on. They'll be able to do that. And because they're able to do that and able to deliver that kind of message, I think a lot of people said to themselves, you know what, you know, because Motti was particularly strong yesterday along with Zordich. They decided to send them out there and say, you know what, they can handle it. Student athletes should not have to be put in the position that they have been put in, but, it, you know, they have given every indication they know exactly how to handle things.
It was very clear watching yesterday's statements from both players outside the football building that they could handle themselves quite well in front of a microphone.
And that's why, you know, when you go to a place like Penn State and you get an education like that at Penn State and you are put in a position where after a game, if things don't go well, you are asked pointed questions as to why things didn't go well, and you have to stand up sometimes as a man and explain why things didn't go well. That is all part of the education of a young man. It's all part of the process. And I think people over the years have failed to understand that college football, college basketball, those two in particular among all others because they get more media attention, does bring out in players that moment where they have to handle themselves and they have to show a maturity and an intelligence to think on their feet, to accept the praise but able to deflect and talk about teammates, to accept if there is a problem along the way and how you handle the adversity of the moment in dealing with the media. And those things, I think, are some of the, I'd say, adjunct part of being a student athlete that a lot of people don't realize that benefits so many of these students down the road when they have to handle adversity and difficulty along the way.
You know, Steve, one of the things that you look for, I'm sure you do, I do as well, when you see this kind of a presentation, are the speakers stuttering, stammering? Are they self-assured, confident? Do they refer to notes? Do they look down or do they look right into the camera? I thought Michael Maldi, no notes, straightforward, articulate, clear, no ums or you knows or things like that you hear a lot of times from individuals that age group. And boy, it was a very powerful message.
And not only that, a powerful message, but a powerful message of unity. Now, the one player everyone is talking about at this stage that is not in step is Silas Redd. And he evidently, according to Joe Schad of ESPN, had a three-hour meeting today with Lane Kiffin about maybe 40 miles, maybe 30 miles from where I am right now in Norwalk, Connecticut, and which is in the western part of the state. And that's where Silas lives, grew up, and so forth. And that's where the, and he might go to Los Angeles this weekend to take a look at what USC has to offer. He might. But he is also getting a lot of pressure from his teammates saying, look, stay, stay, stay. We need you, stay. And that is a very powerful presence when people say that. I'm recalling if I ever said that to Kevin Herr in my life. I'm trying to think of that. If it comes up, I'll let you know. But to have your teammates sit there and tell you to stay repeatedly, and those are your friends, the people that you came in with, grew up with, and have gone through a lot with, especially in the last 7 or 8 months, that's also a very powerful chapter.
At the Big Ten Conference, when Bill O'Brien was up at the podium, it was around 12:30 this afternoon.
And we're going to air that, by the way, Bob. I do have the Big Ten. I have it, by the way.
Okay, yeah, I thought, talk about people handling themselves under great pressure and being very firm and very much indicating he's in charge of the Penn State football program. I thought Bill O'Brien did a masterful job, because I'm not sure that his audience was going to give him any softball questions, and they didn't.
And he handled each one of them. I mean, I listened to it, and we'll play this back for all the fans here, at least as long as we were able to make all this hook up right. But we're going to play that back for the fans after the news at the bottom of the hour at 3:35. Our number in the line is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. I want to make two quick points. One is irrelevant at the moment, but I want to say it anyway. And the other one is relevant in moving forward. And what I want to say, that the comment that is irrelevant, is what I find about the NCAA that is in the ruling that they handed down, that I find to be mysterious, that doesn't really light me up. And Bob, you worked in a world forever where justice and getting to the truth was critical. The single most important thing to me in all of this, and this is only my personal opinion, and that you try to move and as fairly as quickly, but as fairly as possible, is to make sure that the perpetrator that is alleged to have committed the actions go to trial, and if found guilty, is off the streets. To me, that is the number one priority. I think then after that, because if the person is in jail and off the streets and the number one priority is taken care of because the safety of children is paramount, the next part as to what happened after that, you can take a lot more time with to get at the truth as to what did or did not happen, and then you can render decisions after that, because that part is, quote, not as critical to the safety of society.
Oh, Steve.
My opinion.
You've nailed it. First and foremost, when you're a prosecutor or active in law enforcement and you investigate something, you think to yourself, how can we protect society first and foremost? Well, the answer is getting somebody charged, brought in front of a a judge or a magistrate set bail at a sufficient amount so that society is protected. Then you have a bit of a luxury of some time to do even more investigating beyond the original. And you don't have to worry about, is that person going to be able to get to witnesses? Are they going to be able to interfere with the investigation? Because you know that they're not going to be able to because they're locked up.
And that's how I look at it. That then the NCAA, once the trials of Gary Schultz and Tim Curley are over, because right now, you know, there are gaps within the Free Report, which, by the way, I used Director Free's own words. When he began the press conference, he explained that there are obviously certain individuals he could not speak with. He could not speak with Tim because his attorney would advise him not to. He could not speak with Gary Schultz because his attorney would advise him not to. And, of course, we know what Joe Paterno's situation was, which Director Free outlined his illness and then subsequent death. So because of that, you don't have those answers in there to either provide context, explanation, or whatever. And if it turns out that the explanations given at trial match the narrative, then you take the appropriate across-the-board actions, and then you can really, if you wish, put the hammer down, you can. But if, for example, you go through and the outcome is different and the explanations provide context and enlightenment, then you have to take a different set of actions. And for whatever reason, the NCAA was not willing to wait for that, and that is the part you can wait for, because, again, the single most important part is to get the alleged perpetrator, who then is convicted of his crimes, thus makes the transition from alleged perpetrator to perpetrator, and then is in prison and off the street, thus giving children a better chance to live every single day, as opposed to others that are not a threat to society and not a threat. And thus you can give them more time so you can get all the facts, then make judgments.
Well, Steve, let me just tell you who was, besides Tim Curley and Vice President Schultz and, of course, Coach Paterno, Mike McQueary was never interviewed. No one from the second mile was interviewed. And importantly, I think a critical player in all of this was the attorney for Penn State and the second mile, a gentleman by the name of Wendell Courtney. He did not participate in any interviews with the Free group. So you have the six top players or so that you would want to hear from that are totally silent, or their involvement, for example, Coach Paterno's involvement is they used the 8 minutes he was in front of a grand jury as somehow descriptive of everything he knew. And I'll discuss with you, if you'd like, the fact that after reading the grand jury testimony of Joe Paterno that was contained in the Free Report but also used elsewhere and it's online, and then knowing what the facts were back in 1998 when Joe Paterno answered the question in the grand jury, he's been criticized as, well, he committed perjury, he lied. That's absolutely false. When you look at the actual question asked and his actual answer, I believe you could reach a different conclusion than some in the media are about perjury and lying. And I think that's where Judge Free was in his report as well. So,
well, Bob, I think you brought up an important point, though. And the important point is this. You actually have to read it.
Yes.
You actually have to, and when it comes to the Free Report itself, you actually have to read it. You cannot just go by the narrative, because after the narrative, there is a lot of reading that needs to be done in order to see how all the pieces were put together. And what has happened with the vast majority of media, not with everyone,
right,
because there are some very responsible people that have gone through and have read it, but the vast majority of media, and especially the vast majority of media in my profession, sportscasting, have not read it. They've only taken the narrative, or they've listened to other people talk about it, and they have jumped on the bandwagon. Thus, there are many sportscasters limping today because they sprained an ankle jumping on the bandwagon.
Oh, boy.
And so they have... And they have done that, and that's why I have always said, and I've told my class this repeatedly, sports people should never cover news, and news people should never cover sports.
I think, Steve,
because there are areas of expertise.
The one thing that struck me is, I'll call it the torches and pitchfork crowd. who have just jumped all over the outline of the free report but without knowing it. And one of the questions that's been recurring to me as a former district attorney is, what was the involvement of the then Center County District Attorney Ray Grecar in 1998? And gee, why didn't he approve charges arresting Jerry Sandusky in 98? If he'd only done that, well, we'd never be here today with all the hoopla, all the mob scene, and all the things that have gone on in the last 6-8 months. And when you read the free report, you find out exactly why. And what happened was, Ray Grecar got a report from a psychologist who interviewed the young child who was in the shower with Sandusky in 1998. And the psychologist interviewed this child 3 days after the event and wrote that he saw no evidence of any grooming behavior. There was no sexually inappropriate or unlawful conduct or sexual abuse, and that Jerry Sandusky was not a pedophile. That report went right to the district attorney. There was also some things about what actual crimes are committed and what we call the elements of the offense. For example, there has to be some sort of sexual gratification involved that you have to be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt to 12 people to unanimously agree on that, and that was lacking. So the DA in 1998 sees this report from a psychologist who had actually interviewed the child 3 days after the event and decides, I think in that responsibly at the time, no charges to be filed. And yet he's been vilified and obviously not here to defend himself.
And you have sat in that chair many times and have seen many cases along the way where you too have had to look at it and say, can't do that because.
Well,
and
Steve,
you have to understand the reasons you can't.
Steve, I've always said that as a district attorney, the toughest decision that comes across my desk is the decision to not charge someone with a crime. And on the other hand, you take an oath, and there's rules of conduct that say you can only approve charges or sign your name to what we call criminal information if you believe there's probable cause to do so. Otherwise, you end up as Mike Nifong down at Duke University with that lacrosse scandal where you end up getting disbarred because you got it wrong in a big, bad way. And people forget
exactly
to look at that.
Exactly. 1-800-795-9565. I'll get to the second point that I'm upset about. Again, my first one's irrelevant because it's just my opinion. I just wanted to get it out there as to how I felt about it. And it's obviously the NCAA part's in the rearview mirror. We have to live with what's here, and I will live with what's here, and I'll move forward because I'll tell everybody right now, and we're going to take a break before I get to the second point. But I'll tell everybody right now that if you would have told me 15 years ago in the crystal ball, this is the environment, Steve, that you'll be in trying to broadcast Penn State football, I would still have taken the job. That's how much I believe in the people of Pennsylvania, Susquehanna Valley, State College, the university, and Penn State athletics and football, and the fans themselves. That's how much I believe. I still would be sitting here where I am right now if I knew 15 years ago what we know today. I'll come back with that second point in a moment. We'll continue with more on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
What if you can make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to our planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives. Professional, certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
I'm sure you've browsed the web from time to time looking for a new or used vehicle and came across a few user-unfriendly websites. Kind of wasteful, right? It's time you could have been spending browsing the inventory and services you will always find at sunburymotors.com. Kia, Hyundai, Ford, Lincoln, new and quality used. There's a great selection and the best prices around. Their Black Book service takes the guesswork out of trading your car, and you can find out how much your car is worth with one click of the mouse. If you're looking for a commercial vehicle, Sunbury Motor Company has them. And you can browse online and take your time learning about Sunbury Motor Company's tire rewards, service department, parts, body shop, and much more. It's user-friendly and then some when you visit sunburymotors.com to see all their new and used inventory. Be sure to visit the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Hey, look, the tents are up at Kohl's Hardware. That means yard sale time.
Yard sale bargains, here we come.
Everybody loves a yard sale, especially when all the items are new. Like the yard sales at Kohl's Hardware. Kohl's has the best prices of the year on selected discontinued and seasonal inventory. Shop Kohl's Yard Sale for patio torches, lawn furniture, tables, chairs and benches, citronella candles, fountains, bird baths, wind chimes and accent lights. Now is the perfect time to buy weed whackers, shop vacs, outdoor lighting, barbecue accessories, and pool supplies. Stock up for next summer on things you need now. Find the best bargains on kitchen appliances, garden accessories, and tools. Shop all the stores. Every store has unique closeout items, and shop every week because prices keep going down. It pays to shop every week. The longer the sale goes, the lower the prices. But shop early for the best selection. Kohl's Hardware. Find us on Facebook. We're close, convenient, helpful, and saving you money in your hometown.
News Radio 1070 WKOK, your source for news, weather, and sports, also gives you the biggest hits and the big misses of the silver screen. Listen Fridays as I, Movie Mike, give you my aisle seat perspective on the newest releases playing in the central Susquehanna Valley. Let me help you decide which movies to see and which to avoid. Your source for news, weather, sports, and entertainment is News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Not many talk shows in the Susquehanna Valley come from Norwich, Connecticut, but then again, we are different. Let's go to Harold in Danville at 1-800-795-9565. Harold's been waiting on the Lenape Solar Hotline. Hi, Harold. Welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm Harold. Are you there?
Yes, we are. We're anxious
okay,
to hear
from you. I'm Harold from Danville, and I'm wondering how could the NCAA punish the whole football program in State College when there's never been anything found that they did wrong?
You bring up a very interesting question in hindsight, Harold. It's something that we were talking about last week, and the NCAA obviously felt they wanted to, quote, make a statement, and I think felt under extreme media pressure that they felt they had to, quote, do something so they looked like they were doing something, and they came out with this week to punish Penn State the
well,
way
how
they
can,
did.
How
now,
can they
the bottom line is,
how could
they do it? They did
it. They didn't do anything. How could they
well, they punished? Did it.
Well, then
well
they
I agree.
They should rescind that statement, I think.
Well, I think, Harold, the problem is that the university, through the president, Dr. Erickson, signed a consent agreement with the NCAA agreeing to the penalties, and we can't unring that bell that has been rung.
Oh, boy.
And that is one of the problems. And I think it goes back to, and Steve, you're probably right on top of that when it happened, but it was really struck me as curious when the president of the NCAA said that nothing was off the table, including the death penalty. I don't think he was saying that just to speak to the folks at large across the country. I think he was sending a direct message to the top leaders, trustees at Penn State. And I think there were already been negotiations underway that no one probably knew about outside a small group about the what the penalties were going to be. And I think he was saying, if you don't agree to this, then you may have 4 years without football. We will bring the death penalty.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, they put their backs to the wall and said, here's the deal. And And that was the deal. And they looked at each other and said, well, if that's the deal, we need to still keep playing football and still need to be on TV. And so they did that because they knew long-term that was going to be the best solution to keep Penn State football not only alive, but also keep the money alive to allow all the sports that you love, volleyball, wrestling, whatever, to stay alive.
Yeah, well, that's the way it should be. But I just can't understand how they can get away with this and just let it go like it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm not powerful enough to get after somebody. So I
That's okay. Neither am I. I barely got Buehner in here. I had to twist his arm.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Steve.
Harold, thanks so much.
Okay.
You know, Steve, one of the things that happened when, as I was a district attorney for 20 years, and you had a real strong case against a defendant, and the lawyer wants to talk to you, and I'd say to them, all right, here's the deal. And it's going to be X, Y, and Z, and that's the way it is. That's plan A. And they would always balk, and then I'd tell them, you haven't heard plan B, which is 10 times worse than plan A. So if you reject
right.
plan A, which is a fair and reasonable deal, at least on the part of the prosecutor, plan B is going to be worse. And I think the NCAA kind of did that plan A. Oh, well, then here's plan B. And I don't think the leadership at Penn State had a choice. It was either sign it or not.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's exactly what happened here.
And I think they telegraphed it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's exactly what they did.
And
they made sure that Penn State was put in a spot that there was no way they could possibly even consider being a there's no way they could possibly do, get through this in any way except the way they were forced to.
It was a take it or leave it deal.
Yep. And the negotiation, there was no negotiation.
No.
Because the other part too is that people don't realize the other part too is it wasn't just the death penalty, Bob. My understanding is that you would not only get the death penalty, you'd still get these sanctions after it was over.
Yeah, so, okay, after 4 years of not football, well, you're still going to have to pay $60 million. You're still going to be on probation for 4 years. You're still going to not be able to bowl games, and we're going to reduce all of your scholarships, and we're going to still take away the records anyway. So I don't think they had a choice.
I agree. And here's the next part. Now, I said there was a second part I don't like. Now, this one's more currently relevant. All right, this one is absolutely relevant. If the NCAA wants to sit there and preach to us about the culture of college football and reining, quote, the culture in, why is there no regulation on the ground in State College where student-athletes right now are literally hiding inside the Lash Building, afraid to come out because they can't come out because if they do, well, then guess what? They're going to be besieged by a number of people who are trying to recruit them to go to their school. Now, the player should have the right to go, obviously, to the school.
And they have in the past. You know, all the time people transfer.
So they transfer, and that's fine. I have no problem at all with them being allowed to transfer to a school without the penalty of sitting out a year. I think it's only the only fair thing to do with student-athletes that are caught in the middle. That's fine. But you have to have rules and regulations that go with it, and free agency is not one of them. The way it's being done with guys leaving the building and being swarmed over, guys being swarmed when they go to their apartments, I thought this was, quote, if I listened to the press conference correctly, I thought this was, quote, the culture we were supposed to be avoiding. Go ahead, Bob.
No, I was going to say, Steve, it's awfully unseemly and tawdry to use some words that I don't normally use, but it really is. It's kind of appalling that to think you've got these student-athletes under huge stress from the last events of the last 8 months or so, and now besieged anywhere and everywhere, and you know, don't have a cell phone on, don't get on Facebook because you're going to get inundated, and it seems like it's almost has the like an auction going on. You know, we'll be the highest bidder, and I don't think anyone at the NCAA thought of those consequences for the student athletes. And I thought they were all about student-athletes first and foremost, and apparently not.
No, and that's exactly right. I mean, that's the part that really bothers me is that, and I said this on Monday, and I meant it, is the NCAA going to have someone on the ground to help with this process? That way you don't have open tampering going on.
If this would happen...
It is one thing...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It's open season.
If this were to happen anyway, yeah, it is open season, and it's not right. The way it's being done, the fact that they're allowed to talk, I'm fine with that. All right, that doesn't bother me at all. But at the same time, I am bothered by this open season harassment aspect to it, and the respect I have gained for Brett Bielema, the respect I've gained for Bo Pelini and for Brady Hoke, who have all said, "Hey, we're not going to do this." And Bo Pelini said it exactly right today. He said it exactly right when he said, look, if a player contacts us, we will then return the call and then talk with them. But we are not going to initiate contact with anyone. That's how you do it.
And Kevin Wilson at Indiana at the Big Ten Media Day said almost identical words. He said, we will not recruit Penn State football players. If they contact us, we will talk with them. And he brought up an important point, Steve, that I think you would have considered and I'm sure have thoughts about. He said, the way the NCAA has done this, it allows certain teams who recruit Penn State players to go over the scholarship limit of 85 and gain a competitive advantage. And Kevin Wilson thought that was fairly wrong.
Oh, it's extremely wrong. I mean, and I thought that the entire time. Now you look at USC. People have asked about USC as an example. When you look at USC, they are limited right now at 75 scholarships. Well, and they're not allowed to go past 75. But wouldn't you know it, there happens to be a young man that might be academically ineligible that opens the door to the dark room. And that's where the conversation with Silas Red comes in. Now, I'm not knocking USC. They're allowed to talk to Silas Red, and he is allowed to talk with them. But at the same time, I'm getting, as the process has gone along, you get uneasy about how the process is going along. And I'm not exactly lit up by how the process has gone along. And I think that I look at this and the unseemly nature when people have to, don't want to leave a building because they don't want to be confronted by you, that's a problem.
I think it's a sign of something really run amok. You know, sometimes people, when they make decisions like the NCAA has done, don't think about the law of unintended consequences. And this is a classic example.
Exactly.
It's a classic example of, do you think people are going to be getting on airplanes right away and running to State College and confronting kids outside the football building? Oh, that'll never happen. Gee, who would have thought of that? Well, guess what, world? That's exactly what happened. And I wish they would step
right,
in and go, hold on a minute, let's take a breath, let's get some rules, and let's get some people there to coordinate some of this.
And this is something I mentioned yesterday. This is not something that out of nowhere wasn't brought up. I brought it up Monday right away. Would the NCAA put somebody on the ground to help regulate this and that way give it some proper order and procedure? And they have done none of that. And what they've done is it goes completely counter to, quote, the culture that they are trying to, quote, solve.
Well, it was never about that. You know, Steve, it was never about that.
You and I both know. I know. It was politics, and we know that.
It really was. At its boldest, brassest way, it was politics. You know, the thing that galled me was no mention in the free report, no mention by the NCAA about the incredible academic record of the football team. What, 87%, the number one graduation rate among public universities? And then you multiply that by all the other sports. When you look at the women's volleyball team graduation rate, the wrestling team, all those other sports, it's pretty uniform across the board out at State College that Penn State student-athletes, regardless of sports, graduate in incredibly high numbers, not just compared to the student body at large, which does not graduate in the same numbers. They're much lower. But across the country, and they're up with the elite schools academically, the Stanfords, the Notre Dames, locally Bucknell, who has an incredible graduation rate. That's where Penn State fits. And the comments about academics that the NCAA made was just, I thought, so misplaced. And they tried to justify these decisions along those lines, and the facts speak louder than those words.
Look, the bottom line is this, all right? We know who we are, and we know we don't need that, all right? We don't need to tell me about a student now. Them for 35 years. I don't need them to tell me about how overboard the football culture is in central Pennsylvania. I know the people of the Susquehanna Valley. I know the people of the Nittany Valley. I know them. I don't need a lecture on them. This is the culture that we have in our area. This is our culture, all right? Our culture is when you have something like Lift for Life, people come out in droves and they set a record with 110,000. When you have FON, people come out in droves and they do whatever they can to help in a student-led campaign at over $10 million. When you have the Pink Zone game for the Lady Lions, you have 200,000 plus being donated, a record. When you have Coaches versus Cancer, it's the number 5 Coaches versus Cancer program of the country. When the Sunbury Fire Company needs somebody because volunteer firefighters are the greatest resource and bargain that any community can have, people come out in droves to help them. Right? When you need to have where education's a priority, you have great school districts and universities like Penn State and Bucknell that do a great job. My fourth child is now in Penn State University because I think that my child, and I do not get the university discount. I do not. I pay the state rate. So they're not going there because I'm getting some bargain through the university. I'm not, right? They have gone there because we believe they're going to get a great education. Do we love our football on Saturday afternoons in the fall? Yes, we do. And are we passionate about our football in the fall? Yes, we are. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with it because it's a lot of fun. It's a great release. We enjoy tailgating. We enjoy winning. We don't like losing. And guess what? That's part of the competitive spirit of who we are and the competitive spirit of this country, and we have fun with it. As long as we stay within the parameters of the rules, we are allowed to work hard 5 days a week and allowed to enjoy ourselves on a Saturday afternoon, and I need no lecture from the rest of the world about what our culture is. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Motors big summer clearance event. Now at BZ, save up to $5,000 off new 2012 Chrysler 200s and Chrysler Town & Country minivans. Or how about a new 2012 Jeep Compass for only $19,545? Or Jeep Patriot 4x4 for only $18,620? Both have automatic transmission. Plus, get at least $4,000 off any new 2012 Jeep Liberty. BZ wants you to keep on trucking with a new 2012 Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 for under $25,000. Stop into BZ and see what all the critics are raving about. The all-new 2013 Dodge Dart with up to 39 highway miles per gallon now at BZ Motors. Now is the time to save during the big summer clearance event at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. All pricing after rebates and discounts. Some rebates may require a designated finance source or a qualified trade-in. Remember, nobody beats BZ, the dealership you can trust.
Now you can do it in a Salem RV.
Ever stop and think about the beauty and lifestyle that Central Pennsylvania has to offer? Whether it's the mountains, rivers, lakes, amusement parks, or some other venue that your family enjoys, we here at Salem RV want to help you experience these things in style. Salem RV has a large selection of new and pre-owned campers, and we're sure to have the one that fits your family's needs. and your budget. Everyone has to deal with the stress of daily activities, and we need to get away. Let Salem RV be your stress reliever, and in the process, help you create memories that will last forever. Do you like boating, fishing, racing, hiking, going to the beach, or just relaxing, spending quality time with family and friends? You can do it all in a Salem RV. Salem RV wants to help make your dreams come to life. So stop by and visit our friendly and experienced staff and discover why everyone is saying that Salem RV is the one and only home of the happy camper. Salem RV, Route 522 in Salem's Grove.
Looking for a fun day trip that the whole family can enjoy? Then step down underground and visit Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park. Imagine gliding through a breathtaking limestone cave during the one-hour tour, which is given entirely by boat. And no matter how hot it is outside, the inside temperature of Penn's Cave is always a cool 52 degrees. This true natural treasure is open 7 days a week, rain or shine. And after you experience the cave tour, then step up on the bus and see the Penn's Cave Wildlife Park. You'll be driven through grazing pastures and over mountain trails to see native North American wildlife, including the Penn's Cave icon, the mountain lion. Only 18 miles east of State College, Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park offers two separate tours, gemstone panning, a large gift shop, and the Cave Cafe. Find them on Facebook or visit pennscave.com for more information.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's On the Mark program. Tomorrow it's a raucous open phones Friday on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. On the Mark is on from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
Welcome back. And Bob, as I was done making my statement, I could tell you were ready to jump in with another comment. We had to get to the, yeah, quote, bottom of the hour break, which we never got to.
We'll get there eventually.
So I want to make sure that you get in there.
Well, yeah, Steve, I was going to say, from a legal perspective, as the Sandusky trial drew near over in Bellefonte, critics across the country were saying it's outrageous that this trial would be held in Penn State's backyard. Why, there's so many fans out there that Jerry Sandusky's going to get acquitted and it's just going to happen, it's terrible, and da-da-da-da-da, you know, just condemning the folks of this great area, that they couldn't be fair, they couldn't listen to testimony. And of course, the jury verdict spoke loud about the fundamental fairness and decency of people in this area, and it just countered all the criticism. And one of the things that was interesting is the prosecutors in the case, and I know them well, decided as an intentional strategy to have the trial right in Bellefonte, in Center County, because they felt beyond any doubt that they would get a very fair, very open-minded, and reasonable jury to listen to the evidence, and that's exactly what happened. This so-called football culture, it's great on Saturday afternoons, probably a little bit on Sundays as well, but Monday through Friday, people have real jobs, they have real issues, and these people in this area are fundamentally fair on everything, and that verdict spoke about that.
And that's what it screamed out loud and clear. And by the way, Bill O'Brien, who has, I think, handled himself as brilliantly as possible during all this, we will try to get comments from him when we start the 4 o'clock hour from his Big Ten Media Day press conference today, because I think it's worth everybody listening to. I know it's 15 minutes in length, but Bob and I need a break. No, I'm just kidding. Bob and I could probably sit here and talk. What do you think, till now at midnight probably?
Yeah, I think we could. Steve, we might have to force a few fluids to keep our sustenance up, but yeah, we could.
I think we could as well. But I think you bring just an interesting, such an interesting perspective that way people understand, because what has happened along the way is that there's been too much reading of narratives and not enough reading in total about all of this. And even though now that the sanctions have been handed down, and you were absolutely correct, I mean, Rod Erickson and Dave Joyner had their backs put to the wall by the NCAA, but again, and it's not in retrospect, I felt this right away, and I even said this last week, I think you have to, you know, once the alleged perpetrator the alleged individual that is considered to be allegedly dangerous to society is then proven in a court of law to be dangerous to society and then is put away and now awaiting sentencing. Once the children of the community are safe, then you can take your time after that, because the people you are looking into are not a threat to the community. You're trying to see if something else did or did not happen, and then you can render proper judgment after that.
Steve, one of the things I learned at prosecutor's school when I took office back 20 years ago was how to make decisions. And one of our esteemed prosecutors, who is now a justice on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, said the following, and I'll just, it'll be a paraphrase, but he said, the best decisions you can make about a case, about a situation, are those that are done in without emotion and with the greatest amount of facts before you. But if you really want to make a bad decision, do it in an emotional state and with little or no facts to support what it is you're doing. And I think in this case, we should have all taken a deep breath, especially the NCAA, gathered all the facts, let the emotion go out of this issue as best one is able to, so that it's not the mob scene, it's not the Salem witch trial, and then make decisions. They have the luxury of time to do that. Penn State's not going away. The football program's not going away. So let's get all the facts. And when people can't talk to you or won't talk to you, you're not going to get all the facts. And I think it's as simple as that. Make the best decision.
Right, and make the best. And by the way, in the end, if you've given time, okay, and they've decided not to talk with you, once you've given it time and they decide not to talk with you, then you do have to go with what a narrative is based on the evidence. But once you, I think you always have to have that perspective in there. You know, for example, I mean, we see, and it was in Jerry Sandusky's trial, jury never took the stand.
No.
But based on the evidence that was put to them, the jury sat down, made the decision, and on 45 of the 48 counts, they found him guilty.
And again, it was Jerry's
option not to talk.
And the judge instructed the jury, as they do in every case, that they could not use Mr. Sandusky's silence or refusal to take the witness stand against him as evidence of a guilty heart or that he was hiding something, because he does not have to take the witness stand. It is up to the prosecution to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. And here with the Free Report, there's no such thing. There's no beyond a reasonable doubt. There's no standard they have, but they drew what they called reasonable conclusions, which I think other reasonable people would not conclude what they concluded. But the point is, it's all behind us now. It is what it is. We now know the rules of the game, as harsh as they are. But I think we've got a great guy in Bill O'Brien who has assessed that situation, and he didn't have a lot of time to do it. And I think he's developing that game plan. How do you deal with this? Because it's not going to go, we're not going to go back and have a do-over. This is what it's going to be.
And I'll get to Bill O'Brien and what he's been doing to this point in a few moments. We'll come back. We are on a Thursday afternoon brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Let It Be Solar hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. And, of course, never forget that we're the Sunbury Motor Studio, which Bob is in, and I am mobile. 4th Street in Sunbury and Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We'll come back with a little perspective on Bill O'Brien in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Now you can do it in a Salem RV.
Ever stop and think about the beauty and lifestyle that Central Pennsylvania has to offer? Whether it's the mountains, rivers, lakes, amusement parks, or some other venue that your family enjoys, we here at Salem RV want to help you experience these things in style. Salem RV has a large selection of new and pre-owned campers, and we're sure to have the one that fits your family's needs. and your budget. Everyone has to deal with the stress of daily activities, and we need to get away. Let Salem RV be your stress reliever, and in the process, help you create memories that will last forever. Do you like boating, fishing, racing, hiking, going to the beach, or just relaxing, spending quality time with family and friends? You can do it all in a Salem RV. Salem RV wants to help make your dreams come to life. So stop by and visit our friendly and experienced staff and discover why everyone is saying that Salem RV is the one and only home of the happy camper. Salem RV, Route 522 in Salem's Grove.
Looking for a fun day trip that the whole family can enjoy? Then step down underground and visit Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park. Imagine gliding through a breathtaking limestone cave during the one-hour tour, which is given entirely by boat. And no matter how hot it is outside, the inside temperature of Penn's Cave is always a cool 52 degrees. This true natural treasure is open 7 days a week, rain or shine. And after you experience the cave tour, then step up on the bus and see the Penn's Cave Wildlife Park. You'll be driven through grazing pastures and over mountain trails to see native North American wildlife, including the Penn's Cave icon, the mountain lion. Only 18 miles east of State College, Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park offers two separate tours, gemstone panning, a large gift shop, and the Cave Cafe. Find them on Facebook or visit pennscave.com for more information.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's On the Mark program. Tomorrow it's a raucous open phones Friday on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. On the Mark is on from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
Thursday afternoon. I'm in Norwich, Connecticut. Bob is at our WKOK studios in Sunbury. One quick point about Bill O'Brien and his staff. They have been recruiting under incredibly adverse situation now for a long time. And they have had the ability so far through their message and their approach and also how they wish to play the game of football to really get a lot of recruits that have great reputations not only interested but verbally committed to Penn State. Now, they're facing more adversity than ever in trying to clear this hurdle, but my confidence in them to work with a 65 scholarship limit eventually, to work with a limit of 15 scholarships per year, where you're going to have to be more precise in your recruiting, you can't make as many mistakes recruiting, and it's very tough to project from one level to the next. You have to do the best you can on that. But I have the confidence that they have the message and the ability to look at recruits and say, here's why you should be going to Penn State: for education, to play football, in a family, and also as an avenue that if it works for you and you make it happen for yourself, the door to the NFL is open, and you'll be playing on TV, and the program is going to keep going, and you'll be a big reason why, and probably endear yourself to ever in the history and lore of Penn State football by being here. And they've had that ability to deliver that message repeatedly under adverse circumstances, and they've had great names and reputations attached to their verbal commitment list that shows me that they have a message and they know how to deliver it.
Well, that message, I think, is resonating with a lot of people who want to be part of an incredible rebuilding program in the sense of rebuilding an image that has been tattered and is through no fault of their own. I think that they're laying a challenge out, Steve, for those high school students to come and be something that's bigger than themselves.
And that's exactly right. And what they're going to find is a coming together. You know, I know a lot of people dig their heels in right away, and a lot of people say, what's it going to be like in years 3 and 4? I think years 3 and 4, people are going to continue to dig their heels in because I think people believe in what they're seeing, and I also think they're going to play an entertaining style of football, too, that people are going to really enjoy. When Bob and I come back after the top of the hour, we'll start out with Bill O'Brien's Big Ten press conference today to get the head football coach's perspective, and then Bob and I will take off from there with your calls at 1-800-795-9565. Jones and Buter on a Thursday on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.